Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This Christmas, with rising costs, there's growing appeal to the idea of using imaginative, cost-friendly and creative ways to celebrate the festive season. And for one sustainable clothing project in Crumlin in Dublin, they're running workshops and swap events to highlight this message. And at the weekend, Evelyn O'Rourke went along to their Christmas jumper workshop to find out more. Evelyn, where's your Christmas jumper?
Oh, I know, it's shocking. Claire, the joy of radio is that you could have said, Evelyn, I love that Christmas jumper you're wearing.
Now. No, we've cameras now. You'd never get away with it. So you headed to Richmond Barracks in Inchcore in Dublin.
That's right. I went along to the fair there because Change Clothes Crumlin, which is an initiative encouraging people really to give their clothes a second or third life in a sustainable way, they were hosting a Christmas jumper workshop there. And the idea was lovely. You're invited to bring along a jumper. You know that one with the stain that you like, yeah, but you kind of can't get rid of, but you can't really wear it.
Half the sequins are gone.
Yeah, a little bit of that. So bring that and they would help you dress it up for the Christmas season. So children and adults were all welcome. And what was great about it is when I went into the room, you know that you'd be full of plans for arts and crafts with your children, but you never have the stuff, yeah, or you have the glue, you have the print stick that's kind of sticky. They had everything. You know, they had the sequins and the fabric paints and the threads and the needles and the scissors and comfortable chairs, very important. Lots of people dropped in during the workshop. So here, we're going to hear some of the voices that we had. But one of the people who's really impressive was a woman called Diana, and she had brought along a sweatshirt. She's Diana Levine. She's on Insta as Diana Levine Knits, I found out afterwards. But here she talked a little bit more to me about her plans for her Christmas jumper.
Hi there, how are you?
Wow.
This is extraordinary. So you've got a beautiful pink top here and you're doing extraordinary embroidery here.
It's just running stitch, and the sweatshirt I'm making, I made this sweatshirt.
You made the sweatshirt?
I did, yeah.
But this looks like a proper sweatshirt.
I made it during lockdown. It doesn't really fit, so I just thought it'd be great as a Christmas jumper. Pink is really hot for the spring, according to the Chanel catwalk.
So you decided to bring your sweatshirt here?
I did.
And you're obviously a sewer. You're obviously good at this.
I sew and I knit. I just enjoy knitting. The Change Clothes Crumlin is doing a fantastic job in terms of what they're doing, raising awareness in upcycling. And I've always upcycled my clothes. Now that this is in the forefront of sustainability, it's a fantastic way to get your creative side to you, make whatever, save it, and you know, charity shops and secondhand clothes, it's the way to go.
So you got the pink fabric.
Yes.
Originally.
Yes.
And made a sweatshirt out of it, right?
Yes.
So then today you grabbed it for this workshop. So
yes.
What's your plan here? Am I seeing a Christmas tree here?
It's a Christmas tree. I was inspired by a knitter. You probably have heard of him, Tom Daly.
The Tom Daly.
The Tom Daly. He had a Christmas jumper. This is the inspiration for my Christmas jumper, comes from Tom Daly. So it's a Christmas tree, just kind of with threads. I'm going to add a little baubles and, yeah.
And do you find it calming? Like, what is it that draws you to this work?
So I work as an anesthetic nurse at the Children's Hospital, so very high pressure and stress, long hours. So this is my calm. And then I started sourdough baking during lockdown.
Didn't we all?
Yeah,
but you've probably kept going.
Well, I need a new starter, if anybody out there has a starter, because I killed my starter.
Well, very creative work being done there by Diana. What kind of advice and help, though, were people getting, especially people who mightn't be as expert as Diana sounded?
Are you looking at me, Claire?
No, I'm looking at myself.
I'm reflecting inwards. It was great because you got to bring your own design to life, and Maeve Fleming was there, the person running the workshop. She's very gentle, so she goes around. She doesn't criticise, but she supports your sequence decision. So she says, like, oh, lovely. Maybe would you consider, you know, one of those? But lots of people there were like, Diana, they were brilliant. But they were all very enthusiastic about that message of recycling and repurposing and making the point that the idea of repairing and mending clothes, you know, as one guy said to me, we've been doing this for generations here in Ireland, so it's good to bring those skills back. So here's some more voices from the workshop, along with Maeve Fleming, who was nicely helping us all to make our designs a little bit better.
I think that is a good idea to upcycle these. We have a little stain here so we can cover and we can wear it again.
You wouldn't have worn this t-shirt anymore, but now with this project today.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Christine, I think I'll hand my jumper to you. I think you'll do a better job.
I have brought just a plain t-shirt, so hoping to add something nice onto it. Fingers crossed.
You're laying out your threads. Are you going to go Christmassy or just general fashion-y?
I think just general fashion-y vibes.
You know, Christmas, though, you get away with a lot, though. Like, no mistake when it's Christmas, no. You know.
Add a few bells.
Maeve, you're busy setting up this morning. Tell me about your plan for this morning.
So it's an upcycling workshop. So you can upcycle different pieces of clothing, mend them. We also have paints.
You know, going into the room, you've got bowls of stuff. It just looks like a sweet shop, nearly.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think it's great for Christmas, especially for the kids. I think, well, nowadays on social media, there's just so many trends going around and it's so easy to kind of get pulled into that. So I think it's just really important to try and buy secondhand.
So you're trying to spark a little imagination to look at that jumper instead of throwing it out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if people bring different jumpers, you know, you can mend them, sew some things in. We have embroidery wheels there. And
what's an embroidery wheel?
So it's to keep the jumper or t-shirt taut, so then you can embroider into it.
Wow, you love this.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. I think it's really fun, a nice atmosphere.
Making the most of what you have is always a worthwhile. Having something that you made yourself is always nice as well.
Do you think it's something you've become more aware of?
Well, I think as a value, sustainability has always been in the Irish psyche. And most people will go back to maybe what they already know and maybe have a memory of when they were younger as well. Now I think younger people are more aware of it. They're driving it. Nearly people of other ages are kind of following on a little bit behind them and reconnecting with us. And, you know, I think it's obviously a good thing.
It is. It's a great thing. Can you sew?
Can I sew? I'm really bad at threading a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes me, that puts me off then. But if somebody thread the needle for me, I'll give it a lash. But I get very, God, I'm so impatient, Claire.
Yeah.
I do love glue.
Glue?
Yeah, I love when you can get
you know
fabric
that, glue. You know that magic stuff that you can use to hem trousers? That's great. I mean, that's a lifesaver in our house.
That's a really clever one because you do feel like you're still doing something.
You do.
Do you know what I mean?
You feel like
not
you're
stapling.
No, you're not. You're not just stapling the hem up. That is another way to do it. Getting advice here from a listener who says, get a needle threader. But with the way my eyes are, even that's kind of quite
that's a nice
tricky.
Idea, though. Yeah, I sort of think I can sew.
Get you one for Christmas and then
thanks,
you can sew
Claire.
For all of us. Now, that workshop, it's part of an ongoing initiative promoting sustainable clothing. So
yes.
Tell us more about that big Crumlin project.
This is brilliant. Change Clothes Crumlin. It's this kind of new temporary clothing reuse hub for Crumlin and the greater area. And they're really trying to create a social community space for swapping and upcycling and mending and where like-minded people can meet up. And they did a clothes swap, for example, a few weeks ago. It was really successful. They think there's a real appetite for this. And this workshop is just one of the events that they're rolling out. So here, Mary Fleming from Change Clothes Crumlin tells us a little bit more.
We got funding back in August to set up a temporary clothing reuse hub in the Crumlin area, and that was through Creative Ireland and the Arts Office as well. So we got this initial kind of cash flow to set up a series of events that included a swap shop, cycling workshops like you saw on Sunday, and an exhibition of kind of repaired clothes from NCAD students. So that got us started off. I guess since then we've been getting these requests as well to do more upcycling workshops and run more swap shops in the area.
There is a really growing interest and, you know, people want to find out more about upcycling and repurposing their clothes.
I was really pleasantly surprised by the demand. I really wasn't sure how many people would show up to swap shops, but in the first week, you know, we had over 800 swaps made. Kind of stunning. Yeah.
800, when you think about it. Yeah.
I think like the amount of carbon that's saving, you know, and even just clothes going to the dump, you know, dumping is a huge problem, especially in the local area. I do a lot of voluntary work with Crumlin Community Cleanup, and I guess that's kind of how I started caring a bit more, I suppose, about the environment here in Crumlin. And obviously that has an impact globally as well when you take that action locally. So it brought me huge joy then to be able to bring such a fun project that also happens to be sustainable to the Crumlin area and see the positive reaction that was getting in the area too, and just making people happy as well and saving money and all these wonderful things that kind of combine together to make a really great sort of community project.
It's funny because one of the lines older people are saying to me is, you know, my mother did all this, you know, it's like we lost skills along the way, isn't it? And you're bringing them back.
100%, yeah. We could kind of see it at the upcycling workshops. A lot of kind of older people come, they'd have skills already, they're just enjoying it, but then it was totally new to the younger generations. But it was so great to see people come together of all ages.
Yeah,
I think that's unusual. I'd like to have a permanent clothing reuse hub here in Crumlin that has the upcycling side as well as the swap shop sides, where people can bring their clothes, you know, they might have a hole in it and they can change that and keep wearing it, or if they have a piece that they no longer love, they can swap it for something else.
That's Mary Fleming. So back to the fair then, finally. So the workshop that you went to, Evelyn, that was just one of the events happening at Richmond Barracks, and there's a real emphasis on sustainability.
Yeah, I mean, the Richmond Barracks is beautiful, you know, it's gone through different guises now, but it's a really, really beautifully kind of refurbished building. And an invitation went out to a diverse array of local businesses and craftspeople who were interested in taking a stall there. And there was art and clothing, crafts and design, all of it there. It was held in partnership between Richmond Barracks, Dublin City Council Culture Company, Dublin South City Partnership and the Kilmaine Image Corps Network, and there was a great buzz. So here's some more voices from the fair that day, including a visit I took to a stall where they repurpose wetsuits to make items like purses. As you can see, Claire, anything is possible in the sustainable world.
So my name's Lynn Houghton. I'm from the Upcycle Movement. I repurpose wetsuits and turn them into bags and accessories. And
I saw you from the door and I thought I have to come and talk to her. How on earth did you get started on that?
Yeah, well, I used to live down on a lake activity centre in Cork where they were getting rid of wetsuits at the end of every season. So it was an issue, you know, what to do with the wetsuits. So I started repurposing them and it kind of just blossomed from there.
It's hard to recycle them. I mean, the fabric is heavy.
Yeah, you can't recycle them. They're usually landfilled. That's the issue. But even if a wetsuit has something wrong with it, if it's got a rip in it or a broken zip or and it can't be repaired,
that's it, they just dumped.
Yeah, so I just try and elongate the lifespan of it and turn it into something practical and functional and give it a.
So it was annoying you that it didn't have this other life.
It was such a waste of material otherwise, and really good material, because neoprene, which is what wetsuits are made of, is, I mean, it's protective, it's thermal, there's so many great qualities to it. So I have things from little coin purses to some jewellery. I have beer holders because they keep your beer cool.
That's a great idea.
I have ear savers that sort of protect your ears if you're wearing a mask. So during COVID, that was my bestseller.
Hello, what's your name?
Matthew.
What age are you now?
I'm 9.
Now tell me about the workshop you were at here this morning.
It was a workshop and we were making Christmas decorations.
Look at this stuff, so it's all sparkly. And what did you make?
We made a Christmas tree, a white, yellow star, and we also made these red stars.
Out of like lollipop sticks.
Yes.
And buttons. Okay, do you think the adults do enough to help the environment, or were you a bit rubbishy?
I think you're a bit rubbishy at it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so good to be driving in cars because they put a lot of pollution into the air and the environment and everything. We cycle a lot. We don't use the car much at all.
You are the butler here this morning.
I am. I'm minding the decorations.
Why is this important to you to bring Matthew to something like this?
It's nice to do things together. We try to do our best at home, don't we? As you said, his generation are going to have to deal with it. So I suppose we have to do our best to make sure that he has a nice place to live.
That's a great attitude to have. Somebody got in touch to say, check out Google for threading a needle with a toothbrush.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this?
No, but I'm going straight off to research.
Yeah, I had a quick look.
Oh,
there.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I just don't get it. You get the thread and you push it down between the bristles. And then
okay.
In the video that I saw, someone magically just smooshed the eye of the needle down and they lifted it back up and it was threaded. So don't really believe it. We check it out. Maybe that could be our next report,
yes,
Evelyn.
Yes, it's my next assignment. Thread a needle, live on air.
Thanks so much, Evelyn. Evelyn O'Rourke there. Coming up next, GP and women's health expert Dr. Deirdre Lundy will join me to talk about the menopause and cancer.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.